This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
Bill O'Brien going to meet with the media. You'll hear it right here on Houston Sports Leader Sports Radio 610. OG John Lopez, Landry Locker, Figgy Fig with you during lunchtime. Do you think he doubles down on this Matt Khalil as the starting left tackle thing?
I don't know if you're going to call it doubling down. I don't think he's going to change his stance. I don't think he's going to change his stance because Khalil's out. So there's your plausible reason for saying, yeah, he's my starter. Although it just doesn't make any sense. I've never heard of a starter ever taking that many days off in the midst of what should have been and by all accounts was a battle for a position.
Is this you know, because you mentioned Bill O'Brien in the past, and, you know, he's said stuff, and then a lot of times, I think my favorite quote from Jerry Jones ever is, just because I say it doesn't mean it's so.
Yeah.
That's what Jerry Jones would say. You think that you should just wipe away everything Bill O'Brien has said in the past because his role is so different with the last months, now that there isn't a general manager, now he's the guy?
I think it gives you perspective. You know, I've talked about earlier, you know, Bill O'Brien is the same guy that said Brock Osweiler is our guy. He's the same guy that said Tom Savage is our starter. He's the same guy that said Deontay Foreman looks great. We're happy with what he can contribute this year. And what happened to all three of those guys? They're no longer here. So for him to say Matt Khalil is our starting left tackle, there's a number of reasons he said it, but I don't necessarily buy it. Because, I mean, he's protecting his team in a way. I don't blame him for saying that, but I don't buy it. You know, he's basically saying, look, I can't tell you what would happen if he said, you know what, Matt Khalil's been awful. He may not ever play another down for us, even in the preseason. And Roderick Johnson is going to be our starting left tackle. Well, that doesn't help anyone, you know? So I think he's just playing the game.
It eliminates the possibility of trading Khalil.
Yeah.
It gives a guy who really hasn't done much in the league, I don't want to say entitlement, but it takes away the fire from Roderick Johnson.
Exactly.
There's really no benefit to saying it. Mm-hmm. I wanted to get a little bit more into the game on Saturday because the Texans are going to face mm-hmm. the Cowboys on Saturday out there at Jerry World. And John McClain says we're going to see a lot of the starters. Do you think we see Deshaun Watson? Do you think we see DeAndre Hopkins?
One
I don't
series.
Want Deshaun out there.
I don't. I would sit him the rest until we see in New Orleans, man. But I think we're going to see him for one series. McClain and others think it could be two or three series, if not more, maybe a whole quarter, a quarter and a half. That's a waste to me. And it's a big risk and it's a big waste.
Yeah. I don't want to see Deshaun out there. Mm-hmm. I don't. I think he can sit out. JJ, don't need to see you. You can sit out. I think I saw enough on Saturday just in that one drive to know that this offense is going to be clicking, especially when they have all their weapons. Mm-hmm. I think this offense is going to be straight. And speaking of that offense, I think that DeAndre Carter and Vincent Smith, I think the receivers are going to be the exact same. I think they're only going to keep five receivers, but the receivers that we saw last year making plays for the Texans, mm-hmm. no disrespect to Tyron Johnson, no disrespect to the other guys, Steven Mitchell trying to make the team, but I think those are the five receivers. Vincent Smith is going to be your fourth. DeAndre Carter is going to be your fifth receiver. I think those are your five receivers.
And that's it?
2019, that's it. Because I think you keep four tight ends. I think you keep the four tight ends.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think that Duke Johnson's going to be your backup running back. I think Buddy Howell might have made this team. He might even be your third running back at this point because he's shown you more in game action mm-hmm. than, you know, Higdon and Crockett. And then I think you try to figure stuff out other in other areas. But I think those are I think you keep five receivers and those are the five.
It's like one of those word problems. If this is true, then this is true, right?
But they might keep six because Kiki's out,
well,
too.
Let me make that word problem for you. If it's true that they're keeping five wide receivers, then is it also true that they can only keep four or even three tight ends?
I think they're going to keep four tight ends. I think
so then
Fels
where are you
going to
start cutting.
And they might actually keep six receivers because Kiki's out. So I think if they do that, I think mm-hmm. we're going to see Tyron Johnson. I don't think you
Steven
keep
Mitchell?
Joe Webb. I don't know. Maybe Steven Mitchell. I'm more of a Johnson guy, but
I am too. But Mitchell looked good.
I know Fudge. Yeah, that's Fudge's guy. Hot Fudge, Clint Sterner. That's his guy. But I think Joe Webb. You don't keep three mm-hmm. quarterbacks anymore. I love Joe Webb. I know Bill O'Brien. Good Lord, he loves Joe Webb. Yeah. I don't think Joe Webb stays here. I think Mark Vandermeer might actually love him more than Bill O'Brien, with the way he was talking today. But I don't think you keep Joe Webb. I could see you possibly keeping just three running backs and then Gillespie being the fullback, being like
you got to keep
your emergency
running back,
backup.
Right?
I don't know. I don't know where these numbers are going to come from, John.
Where's the math? I was talking about that.
This math is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It's you can't keep Joe Webb at this point, right?
I don't think so. I mean, early on, from the first day of camp, I've been telling you guys I don't think they're going to keep him. And then I kind of changed my tune because he was playing first team kickoff return and elsewhere on special teams as well. And I'm like, well, clearly, you know, if he's out there with the ones on those, they're going to have to keep him. But now I'm watching again and reconsidering back to, I don't see how you can keep him.
The problem with the four tight ends is I think there would be a case to keep four tight ends if Kahale Waring had never even shown up on.
He's going
to
go on IR.
At Texans camp. You think Kahale Waring is going to start
that's
the season on IR?
That's the easy fix.
Okay,
he's a project anyway. You know, put him on IR.
So then you're just keeping. Then Jarrell Adams is getting cut.
You could keep just three that way. Is what I'm saying.
So
yeah.
Jarrell Adams is gone.
Yeah,
that's a damn shame because he's done his thing. The mm-hmm. Texans. The bottom line is, and I think this is encouraging for Texans fans, on the offensive side of the ball, you're going to have to part ways with guys who are going to find their ways on other teams.
Oh, Tywan Jones will play somewhere else. I think
Jarrell will be on a team.
Yep.
Jarrell Adams will be on a team. I think if you do cut Mitchell or you cut Johnson,
one of
those guys will be on a squad
or practice squad or whatever. But yeah.
It's there's a lot of talent on the offensive side of the ball, but I think it's just a foregone conclusion. If nothing else, DeAndre Carter's on this team.
Mm-hmm.
He's 100% on this team.
And how about the curse of the third round pick? Texans third rounders, man. The latest that could be cut is Martinez Rankin.
We've been talking about that since the beginning of camp.
I mean, they just can't get a lot of. I shouldn't say all, but
Reed's okay.
Justin Reed is the exception, though. No doubt about it. I mean, Deontay Foreman
gone,
and you can just go over and over, you know, through the Texans' draft history in the third round. I mean, look at last year Martinez Rankin, he might be gone. Deontay Foreman in 2017, he's gone. Braxton Miller in 2016. He's gone.
He got cut over the weekend, by the way, by the Eagles so they could bring Josh McCown from the ESPN studios.
2015 third-rounder Jalen Strong, he's gone, although he's playing pretty well in Cleveland.
Stop.
2014, two third-rounders, C.J. Fedoritz and Lewis Nix, they're gone. You want to go back some more? 2013, two third-rounders, Brennan Williams and Sam Montgomery, they didn't last. I mean, Texans third-rounders have been complete. Bus.
So the moral of the story, you already traded a third rounder for Duke Johnson. You might as well trade your third rounders for other players. That's what the OG John Lopez is saying. Let's go to Travis real quick before we hear from B.O.B. Travis, what's up?
Okay, guys. I want to comment on who's playing. First off, though, let's keep in mind Lonnie Johnson, the third rounder for this year. And Lonnie, you know, I called in last week and pressed the panic button on Lonnie.
All right, go ahead. Get to your point.
Lonnie was a second rounder.
Should we start the starters? Because last year, let's not forget, they came out and starters got hit in the mouth opening season. You start the starters because of what's happened last year, and granted it was because of the quarterback, but even the previous year, Texans don't play well right out of the chute.
You cannot think that way. These games are so important. No one knows it more than the Texans how important one game, one loss could be. No, you don't do that. Lonnie Johnson was a second rounder. You don't even think that way. Not even close.
Think that way. Bill O'Brien, he's gonna leave the practice field. You're gonna hear his voice immediately. Is he gonna double down on what he had to say about Matt Khalil? What does he think about Nick Martin returning? Is Nick Martin your starting center? A lot of questions will be asked of B.O.B. You'll hear all those next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.